The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks are coming off an incredible come-from-behind victory last night in Utah. And tonight, they face off against the Los Angeles Kings at SAP Center in a game that's presented by Cal Hope. We're on the air at 6:30 p.m. with our Sharks warm-up pregame program from SAP Center. Before we get to tonight's game, let's take a look back at last night. Here's how it all happened on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It was a spectacular night at the Delta Center in Utah, the very first ever official game between the San Jose Sharks and the Utah Hockey Club, and the final score in overtime is the San Jose Sharks 5 and the Utah Hockey Club 4 in front of 11,131 sold-out fans at the Delta Center. And here is how this incredible game happened. In the first period, Utah and the Sharks were skating stride for stride, but Utah started getting breaks, and the Sharks did not. At 11 minutes of the first period, Dylan Gunther got his sixth goal of the season, assisted by Clayton Keller, just seconds after Keller had hit the crossbar with a scoring opportunity against Mackenzie Blackwood. At 16:24 of the first period, Matias Michelli got his first of two goals, assisted by Ian Cole and Nick Schmaltz. And for the seventh time in 10 games, the Sharks had trailed by 2-0 or worse in the course of a game. Obviously, that's unacceptable to the team, and they showed that they were finally tired of this and maybe even sick and tired of it. At 9:12 of period number two, the San Jose Sharks would begin a very important stretch of hockey, and it would be Fabian Zetterlin, his first of two goals on the game, with one of the real plays of the game. Off the faceoff now. This is the long change period. We've got 10:58 left in the second. It is a 2-0 Utah lead. But here comes Zetterlin racing down the left wing. One-on-one against Stenlin, moving in, going to the backhand, shooting. He scores! What a play! What a rush for Fabian Zetterlin as he beat his defenseman. Then he made a little deke and put it past goaltender Ingram. And that gets the Sharks back in the game. Fabian Zetterlin makes it. Utah 2, San Jose 1. What a great play by Zetterlin, and as he told us, he said he noticed that the defensive player back was Stenlin, who's not a defenseman, decided to drive to the net. Gushin and Thrun assisting. Daniil Gushin, a good play to get it out to him, but the acceleration by Zetterlin and that decision-making under pressure, that was one of my favorite plays of the game.
Yeah, great play recognition and understanding that he had a forward back there and take him on, and he knew right away as soon as he picked up that puck, it was a 2-on-1, but he turned it into a one-on-none, driving it hard to the net and making a fantastic move, backhand to forehand.
But a minute plus later, Matias Michelli's second goal of the game from Cole and Kolyachonok would make it 3-1. And under most circumstances, that would drive a stake into the heart of any enthusiasm I might have, because Utah had another two-goal lead. And it got worse late in the second period. Last minute of the period at 19:36, Mikhail Sergachev just negotiating the puck with a laser wrist shot from 60 feet out, getting his first goal of the season, assisted by Kolyachonok. And it was 4-1 at the end of two periods of play in favor of Utah, in spite of the fact that the Sharks were basically outchancing and outplaying the Utah Hockey Club.
And that's the most frustrating thing when you're playing this type of game is they played extremely well, and then the score did not indicate that.
So here was the scenario. The Sharks were down by 3 goals to start the third period. There was 10 minutes left. They were still down by 3 goals. There were 5 minutes left, and they were still down by 3 goals. And yet, the Sharks continued to press, and finally the door cracked open once again with Fabian Zetterlin getting the goal. Face-off won by the Sharks. They're losing 4-1 in this game. Third period, sent to the net by Wallman, tipped in front, they score! Wallman, Granlund over there getting the puck to the net, and it was tipped toward the goal, and it goes in, and the San Jose Sharks, not on the power play, but it felt like one, and the Sharks are down by 2. And they didn't even pull the goalie for the extra attacker just yet. Official word on that goal, Zetterlund's fifth from Granlund and Jake Wallman, who did handle the puck. But that was the beginning of the comeback. And those three players, above all, were so critical to the Sharks getting back in this game. That was at 15:28 of the third period. So then right after that, the coaching staff of the Sharks elected to pull goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood for the extra attacker. And guess what? They would make it a 4-3 game, and a man who's been doing it all season, and even more than that, Mikael Granlund, gets the Sharks within one. Kerfoot here against Wenberg, and Wenberg wins the draw. Extra attacker on for San Jose. Here comes the shot, score! Mikael Granlund shoots one from 62 feet out, and it gets through and past Ingram. It's a one-goal game, 4:07 to play in the third. It's the Utah Hockey Club 4, and now the Sharks 3. What a play. Granlund, his fifth of the year, kind of repeating what Sergachev did in the second period with that long, hard wrist shot. Jake Wallman, his second of three assists in the period, getting the primary assist. And William Eklund, who just combined so well with Granlund, getting the second assist. The Sharks were alive in the game, and the seeds of doubt were planted all over the Delta Center as the Sharks continue to press. And at 17 minutes and 18 seconds, again with an extra attacker on the ice, Tyler Toffoli would do what he's paid to do. Wenberg taking the draw against Stenlund. That's a big face-off win for Wenberg. Wallman on the point, shoots toward the net. It's blocked. It's in front. They score! Tyler Toffoli just ties the game. The Sharks were down by 3 goals, and Toffoli with the extra attacker on ties this baby 4-4 with 2:42 to go in regulation. What a moment for the Sharks. Tyler Toffoli pulling the trigger. Wallman, his third assist of the period, and Wenberg assisting. And again, that play began with a very important faceoff win for Wenberg. He did it several times in the third. And so, incredibly, the Sharks had fought back on the road against the Utah Hockey Club, and we were going to see overtime. San Jose outshot the Utah team 17-8 in the second, 17-3 in the third, and they would outshoot them 3-1 in overtime. But a very critical moment happened when Michael Kesselring had to take a penalty for hooking at 1:19 of overtime because the Sharks continued to press. They got them tired. Schmaltz was gassed, couldn't get off the ice. And Kesselring took the hooking penalty, knocking Eklund out of the ice. And the power play started for San Jose in OT. Power plays on Sharks Audio are brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. Cash in at Cache Creek. And you know what? The Sharks would cash in, and it would be Wenberg who would get the winner. Wenberg will take the draw, and the Sharks will win it. Toffoli goes back to Granlund. Granlund holds it, and he shoots. That's just barely wide. Loose. They score. Wenberg gets the rebound off the end boards, and the San Jose Sharks have won their first game of the season in dramatic fashion in overtime. Everybody off the bench to mob Wenberg with his first goal for the Sharks. What a moment. The Sharks win it by the score of 5-4. Got a little exciting there in overtime. Power play goal for Wenberg. He won the draw again. Got his first of the year. Right place, right time off the end boards. But again, Granlund and Toffoli assisting on the play. So in this game, Jamal, Mikael Granlund had a goal and a couple of assists. Wallman with 3 assists in the third period, which is really quite an accomplishment for any player. And in the San Jose record books, the most assists in any period is 4. That was done by Joe Thornton. But there are a whole bunch of people that have had 3 assists in the period. And now Jake Wallman is yet another. And so the game-winning goal is recorded as Wenberg's first as a Shark. Overtime, power play, 4-on-3 at 1:26. Granlund and Toffoli assisting. And the Sharks outshoot Utah 46-23 in the game. And they win their first game of the season by the score of 5-4. For tonight, the Sharks take on the Kings for the second time this season, and you may recall they spotted LA a 3-goal lead before making a game of it with some big tallies late in the contest. Fabian Zetterlund says the Sharks are going to enjoy last night's win and result and then move right on to tonight.
It's a new day, a new game, and we're going to do everything we can to be prepared and to go out and do it again.
But Coach Ryan Warsawski says that the Sharks really established something to build on last night that will carry over into this evening's game.
We got a group of guys in there that they're gonna believe a lot more now, and that's what this is all about. When you go into a sporting event, you got to believe that you can win a hockey game. No matter what the situation is, you can believe that. And you don't just believe that, and that's just not a feeling. That's in your mind, that's in your heart, it's in your soul, that you believe that. And we can get that going here.
Make sure you tuned in for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage of tonight's matchup, the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, presented by Cal Hope. We're on the air at 6:30 with our live Sharks warm-up pregame program. Drew Remenda is with me tonight because the game is broadcast nationally on TV on ESPN. So don't forget, you can sync up the Sharks audio network feed to the national television feed and get a San Jose broadcast. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.